Let go of that and instead look it from the lens of being a student and like, what is this situation trying to teach me? Is there anything left here that I still need to learn so that I can apply on my next venture?
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, creatives, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. We will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Jewel Schroeder. Unconventional Life, welcome. This is your host, Jewel Schroeder, tuning in today from Cairo, Egypt. Today's guest is joining me from San Francisco, California. I have got Julia Monk in the house. Julia, are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
Absolutely.
Yeah, super excited to have this woman on the show. Not only do we share a name in common, Julia is actually my legal name, Unconventional Lifers. She is the founder and CEO of Saged App, a thoughtfully curated library of expansive insight from leading spiritual practitioners delivered in a digestible and intentional format so you can minimize your screen time, something that we definitely all need. And I know, you know, you've been a game designer, developer by trade, working 10 plus years in different tech startups and, you know, really going through your Saturn return, which listeners, if you know about the Saturn return, which, is this time period of transformation, of evolution, and really using that period to step into this next phase, you know, to have a stronger spiritual connect in, which launched this passion project Saged App. So definitely want to get into the backstory with you as we, you know, get into the interview, which, you know, the intention is simple, to bring technologies to the masses. And I know beyond doing all of that, you're a mother of two, and you've also designed that to be easy to have, you know, the guided meditations and classes, ceremonies, breathwork sessions, all the goodies that you need since launching it in 2018. I know you've reached hundreds of thousands of people around the world. So a great impact of all of that. So welcome, Julia, fill in any gaps that I might've left out and give us a glimpse into your personal life.
Yeah, I think you summarized it really well. It's been a really joyous ride to be on the Sage train since 2018, and it definitely feels really aligned with what I want to do. My backstory is definitely having had a really fun career in the gaming industry, and it was really my first passion, like coming out of college, and I, like, you know, I have an MBA, and I'm like, what am I going to do in an MBA? I don't want to be like finance and do that kind of stuff, but what have I done kind of thing. But then gaming found me, and it was like a perfect relationship where I really felt like I could work my creative side and my business side as a product manager for a bunch of different gaming companies, both in Sweden and in the US. And it was really great until it wasn't. You know, I had this like really long, beautiful tenure, like great career. And I sort of netted out with looking at my life on paper. And I'm like, you know, all this whole list, like, oh, check, 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 check. Like, oh, I got everything. I have like this nasty career, the VP title, yay, the husband, the kids, the house, like whatever. And then I just like felt dead inside. And I'm like, what? This is supposed to be like the pinnacle of life. And, you know, everything's supposed to be perfect. And I just didn't feel any of that. I'm like, nope. So that really spurred this journey of mine and just like, what do I want to do? Why do I feel this way? And luckily for me, then living in San Francisco, there's a lot of resources available for people who are doing, if it's spiritual work or coaching work or whatever. So I like just tapped into like everything I could tap into, because I'm just like, why am I feeling this way? Like, I feel like I should have lots of energy and excitement about my life, and I don't. Little by little, it was sort of just untangled myself from sort of my situation, and could really see that a lot of the reason why I'm feeling the way I did was because my creativity had been shut down. And then that had happened through the journey, like being in corporate America, being sort of definitely in a heavily male dominated industry, also often the only woman, especially in game design, product management. You know, the girls were in marketing normally, but it was a lonely life. It was a lonely life. And just seeing this, like how I tried to fit in, I couldn't ever really produce that much, like in the same way as the dudes. And I, you know, it was just like slowly to shut down. And I had arrived at a point where it's like, you know, I need to move on from that and like expand from that. And like, what is it that I want to create? So really sitting with that question, like, what is it that I want to create? What is my purpose? Like, what is the legacy I want to leave for my two girls? Was it just like, oh yeah, she was like cool VP of gaming. Like for a long time, that was enough. And then I'm like, no, that's not enough. Like, that's not what I want to do. So from there on, it was really just like trying to, you know, do something different with my time. It's a long story, but that sort of ended up in creating Saged really in my spare time, which I didn't have lots of, being also a mom to two young children. But it's sort of a long journey. And it's been, for me, it's really about following your passions. It's been sort of my guiding light through life so far.
Yeah, I love that. And I think so many of our listeners can resonate with that story. And, you know, what kind of time frame was it when you started to have these whispers? Like you said, you looked at your list and you're like, kind of did all the things. And I know I personally have had many things, and it almost gets like lonelier at the top when you do all the things that you thought would give you the feeling. And then you're like, wait, none of it gave me the feeling. Like, what's missing? And I know that journey so well, and it can be so isolating and even hard to talk about. Like, at least for myself, it was like, I should feel more grateful, or I should feel this way, or I should. So listeners, if you're shooting yourself or you found yourself there, like, this is so common and I hear this. And so it takes a lot of courage to be like, okay, but there's more. And I want to discover that. And I have to, that untangling and the questioning of identity in the transitionary period. What kind of time frame was that? And I imagine your mental practice along the way, we're going to talk about that a little bit later. You learned some other things about how to even be with yourself through that process, and any quick insights you can share into those two things.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say it was probably a year of like soul searching for me, and like once that whispers really started coming on strong and me like reaching out at all the people, and it took me a while to sort of synthesize like what is it that I want to do. So I would say that was probably a year. And then I had many sort of creative ideas that came out of it. And before I sort of settled on Sage was probably another year, you know, where I had these big grand ideas that I wanted to do. And I have to say, it was sort of the pursuit of creativity that made it feel less lonely, right? Because I was sort of, you know, I had come to like, that door was shut. Like the door had literally slammed in my face, like at where I was. And like, I just can't open another one in that area. Like I have to go look somewhere else. And that just gave me so much joy and really untapped my creativity. It's like, oh, I want to try this. And like, you know, started just writing all night and all these things. So it was definitely a beautiful sort of awakening process of finding something else to do that felt more aligned. And yeah, and there was definitely a lot of mental practice. Like, how do I, you know, grab on to the things that bring me more joy? And like, what is the mental practices doing it? And how do I straddle as I'm like, I still have to work my corporate job because there's also bills to be paid. And like, there's something there that needs to be taken care of. But also you have this like, I want to do my other thing that my whole like passion, creativity, and joy is sitting in this other thing now, but I'm stuck. And like that feeling was really tough, right? Because I'm like, wait, I found this thing that I really want to do, but I also have bills. So that one was really hard, but I was so grateful. I had an executive coach at that time for the company I was working for. And I just told her like, this is my situation. And she could relate because she was also in the spiritual world and like an amazing, amazing human being. And she was just taught me the virtue of patience, obviously, which is a little hard for me because I'm a Gemini. I don't have a lot of patience, but really looking at the situations as such as you're straddling. This is a moment in your life where you're straddling, where you have to have a foot in each camp. And if you start looking at the, you know, whenever you look at your corporate job, if you're stuck, you can't, you know, so let go of that. And instead look at from the lens of being a student and like, what is this situation trying to teach me? Is there anything left here that I still need to learn so that I can apply on my next venture? And that totally changed it for me. And just like coming at it again, like my corporate job with a beginner's mind and like, oh, well, that and this and that, it changed everything. And it made that period of straddling, which I had to do for about 2 or 3 years, bearable and actually interesting. But that was a big learning.
I'm sure. I'm totally sure. And, you know, the byproduct is beautiful. Unconventional Life is Sage. If you haven't checked it out, we're going to link the link there as well and check out the website. And I know, you know, it's so much more than just an app. You've got these ritual boxes. You've got this community, these ways of being. Tell us a little bit about what Sage is and how in the whole soul searching, the mess, those pieces, practices, it was like, this is the form. Because so often I think it's like, what's the form going to be like in this transitionary? What does it look like? I can't touch it. I can't taste it. So therefore I can't move on it. And I always find it's in the medium that the unveiling really happens. And so how did you arrive at Sage? What is it? And give us a little bit of context there.
Yes, absolutely. So yes, it was definitely a process of soul searching. And doing that, I tried like all the modalities, right? And I even went to like plant medicine. And I have to say, it was on plant medicine. I connected to my grandfather that died before I was born, that I never met, but he was a serial entrepreneur. So this is a little out there, but this is also sort of the things that are important as we started building Sage. And the message that came to me was just like, do something. You have all these grand ideas. You have all this creativity. I wanted to create like a games for children where it's like collaborative play about cleaning up the oceans or whatever. That was, oh, that's so big, but I need so much money and so much time and so many investors. Like, that's going to like take away from my children and the life I actually want to live. So the message that came to me is my grandpa said, well, you know, why don't you start small with something that you can actually do yourself? You don't need to go get all the money and like do all the things, like create something that you can bootstrap. And it's like, yes, as an app that is just like giving you some good advice every day on how to live an aligned life and how to live in closer connection with spirit, your spiritual world, nature, whatever, that's curated and small. Like, that's something I can actually do. And that was sort of the missing piece for me, because I had so many grand ideas. And it was through that connection with my own ancestors. It's like, well, try to slim it down. Like, you know, let's do something different. So what Sage ended up being was really taking from all the modalities, like from Buddhist meditation to indigenous wisdom to, like, you know, the new age world or whatever, like synthesizing a lot of that information into some curated, awesome wisdom that you can tap into every day. So that sort of Sage is really sort of the crystallization of my own sort of discovery process, where, you know, you might have big moments and then you have, you know, your 9 to 5 the next day. Like, how do I go from the big moment to my 9 to 5? Like, if there was something that I could use that could remind me every day of my own divinity, of my own capacity, then that would be great. So that's really what ended up becoming Saged.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, we're going to, like I said, listeners, we're going to talk about the giveaway here in just a few moments. And you can also, you know, hear a little bit about that and checking out the website and stuff. But I know there's so many practices, it seems like, in Saged. What are some of your favorites? What are some that either, you know, are really easily accessible, digestible for the listeners that want to come in? And what are some that, you know, maybe are a little bit more out there down the rabbit hole?
Yeah, for sure. So what we really center on is that every day has a daily ritual. And we have people from all lineages coming into Sage writing these rituals, and they could be beautiful contemplations. Like, for instance, today it's all about like, go outside, look around you, find, you know, something green to look at, some natural element, and just say a little prayer and like really feel connected to the nature around you. So it's stuff like that. It's just like, it doesn't take a long time. It doesn't need you to do a lot, but a little ritual, contemplation, a little prayer. That's great. The other thing, what we do have, we have a daily gratitude practice. So like every day, just take a moment to think about what are you grateful for day, today. And then we do a guided meditation, and we try to keep ours short because we want to be mindful of that you need to be in and out, and then take the wisdom and go out and impact your life with it now. Yeah. So those are sort of the standard ones that we do. If you want stuff that's a little bit more witchy, like every Wednesday we have Witchy Wednesday, which would definitely be have a bit more of a witchier tint to what we offer. So that's always fun. Like, I also have some other, my other like go-to rituals that I do every day. It's like anointment. I just touch on my chakra points and say a little prayer for myself. I also love mantras. I use mantras and mantra beats, and I chant, you know, to for whatever I need to call in, if it's more love, more patience, to unblock, whatever it is. So those are also the kinds of things that you can expect to see in Saged. But yeah, but we explore everything. Like, we're so open-minded. So it's just like, ooh, what's that? Yeah, you should write about that in Saged. So you can definitely find everything.
Yeah, so cool. And how is that the intersection between spirituality and technology, right? To actually make the content, to put it on an app, create an app. Like, you know, I think more and more it's where we're headed, is in app form for, you know, content and things like that. And what's that process been like? Any insight you can give to those two intersections? And did you always know tech? Like, how did you discover, like, yeah, for someone that might want to get started in that space?
Yeah. Well, so app making is difficult, right? So I had, you know, a lot of experience making games and apps. So I kind of know the hooks and like how to get somebody hooked. But here's the thing, like, I didn't want to do that in Saged, because I know how to grab your attention. I know how to get you hooked and play for hours. But that was like the antithesis. We didn't want that with Saged. We wanted you to be done, to feel complete. And then, okay, I did that. I don't need to spend more time. I can go out of my life. But yeah, if you're thinking about an app, that's great. Do know, like, scare you off a little bit first. It's extremely expensive unless you know how to code yourself. It's also hard. It's a pretty crowded space. So unless you have like a really great viral ideas of how to spread it, or if maybe you have a large community outside of the app world already, that's great. Then you're definitely primed to be set up all right. But it's a difficult space if you're just new and like, I'll just put it out there, see what happens. There's so much out there. And even in the spiritual world, there's so much out there. But I still think that there's a lot of, you know, opportunity, because there's a lot of meditation, right? Lots and lots and lots of meditation. There's lots and lots of astrology. But in the intersection of that, which is where we live, there's not that much.
Yeah, great advice. course. Yeah. And my last question for you, just in terms of being a content creator, how have you worked with your own team? Do you syndicate out to other content creators? How has that been? You know, you've built such a great library. So how has it been building that library?
So it's a little bit of both. So we have staff writers that produce, you know, create content. You know, the daily rituals are all bespoke for Sage based on the day, etc. But we also work with other spiritual leaders that write articles for us. So it's just been creating this network of amazing people that we really believe and trust in, and that have a beautiful voice and message to people that we invite to write for the platform. So it's been, you know, it's definitely been something we want to do in reciprocity. So like we talk about somebody, they talk about us, and sort of we like to grow that way rather than, you know, in on the other ways, just feel like we're supported. This is supporting a whole network of amazing writers across the globe.
Yeah, beautiful. I love that, Julia. So good. We're going to jump into the rapid fire round. I got a series of lightning questions coming at you. We're going to talk about the giveaway on Conventional Life First shortly after that. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Question number one, fill in the blanks, speaking about yourself. If you really knew me, you would know what?
That I love to swim.
Ocean, pool, any place.
Any body of water, I would throw myself in it.
Yeah, amazing. Next question. What is one place that you have traveled to recently that you really enjoyed? Or it doesn't even have to be that recent, but one place that you've enjoyed visiting.
I went to Peru last year. I did the Inca Trail. That was amazing and highly recommend.
Yeah, awesome. Check that out at Conventional Lifers. Next question. What are some of your non-negotiables that you feel set you up for success?
Alone time in nature every day. If I don't go on my morning walk and get to sit on the earth and just like lie down and touch the earth, my whole body, like I don't care what weather it is, if it's wet or not, I just have to do that. Non-negotiable. That sort of sets me up for my day.
Yeah, so good. Last question. When you think about living the unconventional life, what does that mean to you?
Freedom and joy.
Well said. Julia Monk, everyone. Julia, tell us about the giveaway that you've got for one of the listeners.
So you guys, we just started creating these amazing ritual boxes. So it's a monthly subscription box filled to the brim with magical tools and a ritual for to help you with all kinds of stuff. So we have one box available for you. So please sign up for the giveaway. You're gonna love it.
Yeah, so good. Thank you so much for that, Julia and Sage, for making that happen for listeners. Unconventional Lifers, you can head over to the website, unconventionallifeshow.com. Click on the giveaway tab to enter to win that giveaway. As a reminder, giveaways are always open 1 week after the episode airs. They always come out on Mondays. So make sure to always catch us live. And for those that want to check out more about Sage, more about the boxes, more about what you're doing, what's the best place for people to do all that?
Yes. So you can download the app on the App Store. So look up Saged, S-A-G-E-D. You can also see our ritual boxes on sagedshop.com. So check us out.
Great. Julia, thank you so much for sharing your story, for being willing to go against the status quo, despite all things that say that maybe you should, and to dive deeper. And I think it's such... For me, the honoring of what's happening in our world right now, we're in so many initiations that are among us, unconventional lifers. We're all being tapped in these ways to go deeper and beyond where we, you know, ordinarily would stop. And so I love you making that possible, not only for you, but for all the others and providing the tools. So good to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much, everyone.